Missouri and Columbia and Ohio and St. Lawrence with the falls and beautiful masculine Hudson do not embouchure where they spend themselves more than they embouchure into him. The blue breadth over the inland sea of Virginia and Maryland and the sea off Massachusetts and Maine and over Manhattan Bay and over Champlain and Erie and over Ontario and Huron and Michigan and Superior and over the Texan and Mexican and Floridian and Cuban seas and over the seas off California and Oregon is not tallied by the blue breadth of the waters below more than the breadth of above and below is tallied by him. When the long Atlantic coast stretches longer, and the Pacific coast stretches longer, he easily stretches with them north or south. He spans between them also from east to west, and reflects what is between them. On him rise solid growths that offset the growths of pine and cedar and hemlock and live oak and locust and chestnut and cypress and hickory and lime tree and cottonwood and tulip tree and cactus and wild vine and tamarind and persimmon. And tangles as tangled as any canebrake or swamp, and forests coated with transparent ice, and icicles hanging from the boughs and crackling in the wind, and sides and peaks of mountains, and pasturage sweet and free as savanna or upland or prairie, with flights and songs and screams that answer those of the wild pigeon and high-holed and orchard oriole and coot and surf duck and red-shouldered hawk and fish-hawk and white ibis and Indian hen and cat-owl and water pheasant and quaw-bird and pied sheldrake and blackbird and mockingbird and buzzard and condor and night-heron and eagle. To him, the hereditary countenance descends both mothers and fathers. To him enter the essences of the real things and past and present events, of the enormous diversity of temperature and agriculture and mines, the tribes of red aborigines, the weather-beaten vessels entering new ports or making landings on rocky coasts, the first settlements north or south, the rapid stature and muscle, the haughty defiance of 76, and the war and peace and formation of the Constitution. The Union always surrounded by blatherers, and always calm and impregnable, the perpetual coming of immigrants, the wharf-hemmed cities and Superior Marine, the unsurveyed interior, the log houses and clearings and wild animals and hunters and trappers, the free commerce, the fisheries and whaling and gold digging, the endless gestation of new states, the convening of Congress every December, the members duly coming up from all climates and the uttermost parts.